24. And we're only going to stay here for a few minutes. This morning's going to be more of a topical message. The title of this morning's message is A Faithful Friend. And we're going to come back to Luke chapter 24 because we're going to finish up our study in the book of Luke. But there's a few things we like to begin in the study here. And our theme for our friend day this year is a faithful friend. And I mean, what a great friend we have in Jesus Christ. What a great friend, what he does for us and shows for us. And this morning, I just like to look at a few of those characteristics and ask yourself this question: are you a faithful friend? And here, Jesus has been through a lot. He has gone through a lot. We've seen throughout the book of Luke, we've heard parables about what a friend is like, talking about the Good Samaritan, even talking about the prodigal son, talking about images of forgiveness and images of being there all the time. And our verse that we look at here is on the screen is Proverbs 17:17. A friend loveth at all times. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it? Love all the time. But that's the type of friend we have in Jesus. The Bible even talks about how we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that's the reference, and it gives a picture of what Jesus is and who Jesus is. And so when we look at this thought this morning, a friend loveth at all times, we're going to ask ourselves, are we being a faithful friend? After we look at some of the characteristics that Jesus gives us about being a faithful friend. So let's jump off here in Luke chapter number 24. And we've seen the resurrection a few weeks ago. And then we see in verse number 13, you see the beginning of the story about the road to Emmaus. Luke 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went the same day. You know, what are they talking about? Two of them. Talking about two of Jesus' followers, two of the people who had heard that Jesus rose from the dead, from the ladies and from Peter. And it said, two of them that same day. Which day are they talking about? The day that Jesus rose from the dead. Same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, so they're having a conversation back and forth. You know, they have just seen Jesus be crucified and that he had been buried. And now there's others that are saying that he has risen from the dead. Obviously, their conversations are probably about this. And it said that, verse 16, but their eyes are holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one another as you walk and are sad? So you can tell when they're walking that they're sorrowful and they're sad about the things that have transpired in the last 3 days. And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, are thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? He's like, how in the world could you not know what happened in Jerusalem, and has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days, talking about Jesus being crucified and the claims he rose from the dead. Verse number 19, and he said unto him, what things? Jesus asked him to explain it, see where their faith was. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. So you see here that their faith is not in him as the Messiah, but just a mighty prophet still trying to figure things out. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Their plans for Jesus is different than the plans that Jesus had. They didn't listen. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, now this is where I want you to look at for a second. He says, O fools. He is responding to them and says, O fools and slow of heart to believe. Now, the women were reminded. Remember, like he said, as he said, Jesus had to be crucified. Jesus, but they still refused to believe. He says they're foolish because they're slow of heart to believe. All the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. We'll say, how does this talk about being a friend? And we're going to look at that in just a second. But before we get to that, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Ask the Lord to speak to your heart this morning. Ask the Lord to help me as I speak. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that each person here now have a clear heart and a clear mind, anxiously hearing, wanting to hear from you and a desire to hear what you have in store for them. Lord, I pray that you help me today. Give me the exact words you once said. Lord, I surrender myself to you as much as I know how. Lord, please use me as a vessel. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so how in the world does that make a friend? Well, I see here that a faithful friend, a one that loveth all times, is also someone that will always be there. Will always be there. You say, what are you getting at? Well, listen to what they said. He called them foolish. They were slow to believe. He had spent 3 years with his disciples, especially with the 12, 3.5 years teaching them and telling them all the things that were going to happen. And he had to put up with a lack of faith, a lack of unbelief. He had to put up with a bunch of other things. And then after he dies, he rises again, tells the ladies, gives them a message, and they still don't believe. You know what? He was still there for them. You know, a faithful friend is someone who will always be there. A faithful friend is someone who will be there for the people that they love and the people that they care. And Jesus is definitely a faithful friend. And Hebrews, it talks about in Hebrews chapter number 13, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He is promising us the truth that he is there for us and he's always going to be there for us. He's never going to leave us and never going to forsake us. And I want you to get this and understand as we talk about a faithful friend and as we make that our theme day, friend theme days, because we want to introduce people to the God we serve and that he is faithful. He's faithful to talk to these two on the road to Emmaus. He visits with 10 of the disciples that night, and that's the night that Thomas isn't there. And Thomas says, I am not going to believe unless I stick my finger into the wounds. And you know what? He's still faithless people, people that have struggles, people that have problems, people that have concerns. Jesus is still a friend. You say, Pastor, what are you getting at? I want you to understand that Jesus has promised you that he will always be there for you. That's the God that we can show others. That's the God we can tell others about. That's the God that's never going to leave us and never going to forsake us. And is somebody that we should be excited about revealing this message to another. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He sends us out on a great commission. We're going to look at that probably in the next few weeks in the book of Luke, how he tells them that repentance and remission of sins should be preached to all nations. And it's an important truth. But he says, look, you don't have to do this alone. He says, lo, I am with you always. He says, no matter what you're going through, I'm going through it with you. I don't know how many times when I go to a nursing home and I even hear recently in the hospital with Miss Sandy, hearing Miss Sandy's testimony, I don't know how people go through this without the Lord. I know he's here. I know he's helping me. And she had, you know, near-death experience. And she's saying, well, what do other people do? See, there is a world of people that are hurting. There's a world of people that know that there's a God. But not only that there's a God that loves them. Yes, he hates sin. Yes, sin will be punished. Yes, sin will be judged. But he hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. And they need to know that, hey, there is a God who will always be there with you. One preacher put it this way, and when he was preaching about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he says, he didn't say he would take you out of the fire, but he did say he'd go through it with you. He didn't say that he's going to take you out of your circumstances, but he said, I'll be there with you through it out, all of it. And Christian, if we truly want to be a faithful friend, we need to be there when sometimes it's hard to be there. I reminded of this story, and as I was thinking about it, meditating on this thought, I thought about the parable of the Good Samaritan. You know, that man that was beaten up and left on the side of the road, and the priest just kind of walked by, and the Levite just kind of looked and walked by. Even one crossed the side of the road. Instead of helping them, they were probably willing to be a friend when it was sacrifice day. They were probably willing to be a friend when that man entered the temple. They were probably willing to be a friend to that man when everything was okay, when it seemed like they wouldn't have to help at all. But Jesus is not that type of friend. Jesus is the type of friend that's going to be willing to help you even when you're on the side of the road and in desperate need. And that's what the Good Samaritan represented, that that we should not be people who turn away. We should not be people who ignore when somebody is going through an issue or going through a problem. If we're going to be a faithful friend and we serve a faithful friend, we got to remember this point that he said, I'll always be there for you. And that's an important encouragement here. And how many of us believe that? Well, yeah, I believe that. That's right. That's true. How many of us live our lives believing that Jesus is always there? If we would live consciously in the presence of God, remembering that Jesus is a faithful friend, we'll be there. You know what? We won't be so worried about when God speaks to our heart about being a witness. We won't be so fearful when God tells us to step out by faith and do something for him, or step out by faith and forgive somebody, or step out by faith and be kind to someone, because he's there with us. Many times we forget about the faithfulness and the faithful friend. Next one I want you to see about is a faithful friend is willing to forgive. You think about it, if you're going to be a faithful friend always there, there's going to be times when we have to forgive. And this is our main point for this morning. There's going to be at times when someone's going to disappoint you. There's going to be times when someone fails you. There's going to be some times when people hurt you. There's going to be some times when people try to do things on purpose to distract you or to harm you. And if you're going to truly be a faithful friend, you know what's going to have to happen? You're going to have to be willing to forgive someone. I begin considering this thought about Jesus and thinking about God and thinking about the different examples of forgiveness. Spent a lot of time this week thinking about that verse. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That verse means a lot to me because there's been more than once when I failed God and I felt like I could never serve him again. I failed him and I felt like there was no way that God could ever use me again. And then God reminded me of this verse and I can go to him and said, look, Lord, I agree with you. And that's what confession is. It means that we're agreeing with God. God, I see the sin I did. I understand the sin I did. I confess to you. I know it was a sin. And Lord, I don't want to ever do that sin again. Jesus says he'll forgive us of that sin. Jesus says that he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I want you to understand that the Bible has so many beautiful pictures about forgiveness. I even go back to the beginning when it comes to Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve are there and Eve does the forbidden thing, eats of the fruit, gives it to Adam, and sin is brought into the world. And what he does? Yeah, there's a punishment. There is, you're going to have to leave the garden. But that day there was also a promise. Someday there's someone coming. Someday there was going to be a Messiah. Someday there was going to be a Redeemer. Now I think even a few chapters over, you see the story about the first boys, Cain and Abel. And you see Cain rises up and kills Abel. What does God do? God goes and God speaks to him and he talks to him and says, why are thou angry? And talks about where his brother is. And he says, if thou doest well, thou be accepted. He's saying, look, there's a way for forgiveness. There's a way to get right. Sin lieth at the door. And I think about it, that picture throughout all of scripture, that there's a God who loves us and a God that's willing to forgive us, a God that wants a right fellowship with us, a God that wants to commune with us. I think about on the cross, he's there and he's hanging on the cross. And what does he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I think about the prodigal son. You have the picture of God the Father being the Father. And where was he? He was there for the prodigal. The prodigal came home, and what does he do? He's there. He's waiting for him. He reaches out to him, and he's there. And what does he do? Does he go over and make him feel horrible or bad? No, the conviction's already there. The repentance is already there. He just says, hey, look, let's restore the relationship. Let's get things right. Let's make sure. He kills the fatted calf. You say, what are you getting at? He's willing to forgive us. He is willing. And I think about even other times, and Judas is there, and Judas betrays Jesus with a kiss, and what does Jesus call him? He says, friend. Jesus was a friend, and in John chapter 13, it says he loved him to the end. He was faithful because he was willing to forgive. I think about the woman that was taken in adultery, you know, and they wanted to cast the stones and stone her to death, and Jesus shows her a way of forgiveness. And so what are you getting at, Pastor? I want you to understand a faithful friend is willing to forgive, and this is the message that we must give to others. We must understand that and help others understand that God is willing to forgive your sins and that God is willing to give you a way to heaven, that God is a faithful friend, that no matter what you do, he's going to be willing to forgive you. And I think about it, there's stories of people in my life, people I even know, that maybe I was friends with years ago, and maybe there was some type of infraction or some type of problem, and that it was just easier, instead of getting it right and instead of remaining friends, it's just easier to part ways. Jesus doesn't work that way. He's a faithful friend, and he's willing to forgive you, but he goes a step farther here. Not only does he shows us an example of forgiveness, he also tells us that we're supposed to forgive others. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:32, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The Bible says that God is telling us that we should be kind one another. We should be tenderhearted. It says forgiving one another, and listen to these words, even as God, which God was able to forgive the prodigal in the story, and God was able to forgive Peter for denying him. God was able to forgive for Christ's sake, because what Christ was going to do on that cross, he was able to forgive for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And so what are you getting at, Pastor? He says, not only are we supposed to be a faithful friend and be like Christ, and the idea that we should always try to be there for people that are in need or people that aren't in need, but also we should be willing to forgive just as Christ forgives us. And that's a tough thing to do. But you think about some of the great stories in the Bible about people who forgave. You think about the father that represents God the Father and a prodigal son. You read that story and you're like, wow. He loved him that much, and that's how much he's willing to forgive him. He didn't even make him a servant. He says he ran to him. It's the only time in the Bible we see God in a hurry to do anything, is when he's willing to forgive and he's willing to run to him, and he's willing to put him back into restoration of the family, and he's part of the family. You see a beautiful picture there of forgiveness, and he says, that's the way I want you to forgive. You think about Joseph and his brothers. When Joseph was made second in charge of Egypt, and the brothers come, and they come and they bow before him, Joseph looks at him and Joseph weeps, and Joseph could have done whatever he wanted to them and no one would ever thought anything more of it. You know what he does? He forgives them. You think about the stories throughout the Bible about David and Mephibosheth, how he was willing to forgive the sins of the family so that way he could go for on the sake of Jonathan and be willing to help Mephibosheth. Great story after great story after great story. Think about Jacob, Esau, the forgiveness that's shown there. Great story after great story. And he says, that's the type of forgiveness I want you to have. That's the type of forgiveness I want you to show. That's the type of forgiveness a faithful friend would have. So what are you getting at? Well, in my mind, if Jesus is the faithful friend, if Jesus is willing to put up with these guys in Luke chapter 24, and willing to show them forgiveness and willing to take time to teach them and show them and spend time with them and willing to even go to the disciples and spend time with them and show them their faults and show them their need, makes them available and ready to serve. What can we learn from that? See, there's people here in this room that would say, there's people I wouldn't talk to. They offended me. They've done me wrong. They hurt me. We talk about a friend day, and we talk about being a faithful friend. There's some people that we can't really talk to somebody else because of the fact that we haven't forgiven them. We haven't done what the Bible has asked us to do about being kind and tenderhearted and forgiving one another. And I know each case and each situation is a little bit different, but if you harbor a bitterness in your heart and you harbor a spirit of anxiousness towards an individual because they did you wrong, the Bible is saying that God wants us to show that we're willing to forgive and that we're willing to be able to reach out and be a help and blessing to them. Is there someone in this room that would say, hey, there's somebody I should get right with. There's someone I should offer forgiveness to. There's someone that I need to be a better friend and a faithful friend. I've seen families be crippled because of this. And, you know, it's easy to say that we're supposed to forgive the person that harms us and does us wrong, the person that doesn't live with us, the person that... But I've seen families that are crippled because of the fact that you're not willing to be forgiving. Your wife does something wrong and it makes you upset, makes you mad, and she shouldn't have done that, and you hold that against her, and because of that you're not loving her the way that Christ told you to love the church, as Christ loved the church. Your husband does something wrong and you know he's done something wrong, and you think, oh, he should suffer a little bit, I should punish him a little bit, I should get some type of power over this because he did wrong, he deserves that. It doesn't say that. I've seen families, I've seen sons and daughters that really despised their parents because their parents many years ago, I mean, sometimes even God-fearing parents and good parents, but they believe the lies of the devil, and the lies of the devil have convinced them that their parents don't love them and the parents don't think what's best for them. The parents did this wrong thing, and because the parents had done this wrong thing, they're never willing to forgive that individual, forgive that parent. It cripples the family. I want to encourage you today, a faithful friend is one that's willing to forgive. I even seen parents sometimes write their children short and say, you know what, they're never going to turn out for God. And they never forgive them. And I understand when someone does you wrong, I understand what some people say, well, I can't do that. We can always forgive. Doesn't mean we're going to put ourselves back in that same situation. Doesn't mean that we're going to put our family in harm's way. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about inside our hearts and minds, we see how Jesus forgives us and how Jesus cares for us and how Jesus loves us. And I'm asking you today, are you that type of faithful friend? A friend that will always be there. A friend like the Good Samaritan that even though no one else wanted to be there, I'm willing to be there. Even though maybe you can't help financially, maybe you can't help in other ways, but I'm willing to be there and be as much of a help as I can be. The great thing about Jesus Christ is he doesn't need our help. He has the ability to do all things, but he wants us to be as a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And a friend loveth at all times. Also, not only that, is a faithful friend is willing to forgive. When we consider the forgiveness of God and we consider those pictures, I see him dying on the cross, it breaks my heart, and I see what he's saying, Father, forgive them. That's the God we love. That's the God we serve. That's the prodigal father, the father, prodigal's father that's there with open arms wanting a right relationship with people. That's the God that loves. That's the God that's willing that not any should perish, that all should come to repentance. That's the God that says, I'm willing to forgive. You can't tell the wrong person the gospel. So let's ask ourselves this question. Are you a faithful friend? So we talked about it. A faithful friend is someone that's there. And I know there's different relationships. You have acquaintances, and you have people that you would consider a friend but don't know as well. And then you have people that are very close friends. And then you have best friends. I get all that. But thankfully, Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And Jesus is someone that's a friend that's there all the time and a friend that loveth it all the times. But how about us? Are we a faithful friend? I would challenge you to think and consider that there's probably people that you know in your life that you would consider a friend or at least acquaintance, but never even thought about their spiritual life. Some people that you know that are hurting, and that some people that you know are trouble, and some people you know needs the Lord, but you're not willing to say, hey, I got something that maybe be able to help you. Let me introduce you to someone who I know is going to love you all the time and who's always going to be there. And let me introduce you to someone that can help you with those troubles that you're having, that's willing to forgive you for the things that you've done and willing to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There's some verses here, and the Bible talks a lot about friends, and maybe in the next few weeks, however the Lord leads, we might look at some more things about friends. But faithful are the wounds of a friend. Sometimes you have to say things in a way that is showing love and is a way that's showing mercy by correcting someone. And you say, I don't want to offend them. I don't want to push them away. If they need something, we need to present them with the gospel. As you think about it, you go from that thought that they're a faithful friend will always be there. Are you that faithful friend to that person with the spiritual needs they have? Do they know that you're a Christian? Do they know that you're a believer? Do they know that you are someone who is blood-bought and on their way to heaven and you live a life that looks different and acts different? Have you told them about the gospel? Have you told them about your faithful friend? So my encouragement for you today is be a friend all the time. Be a friend all the time and ask God to help you to bring someone to your mind that you can invite to friend day that maybe you've never done before. Someone that maybe you become an acquaintance with, or someone that you know, maybe you work with them, maybe you exercise with them, maybe you live near them, and you say, yeah, they're a friend, they're somebody I care about. So just don't be a friend when it's convenient. Be a friend all the time, and always be there for them. Also, when I think about the next verse that's up there, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of a friend. you know, a friendship is something that it should be able to help one another. I'm thankful for friends in my life that encourage me and that sharpens me, that sees me doing something that might say, hey, is that the best thing to do? I'm thankful for someone who challenges me with scripture and the idea of learning and growing and establishing a more spiritual walk by challenging us and being accountable to somebody else and talking to somebody about scriptures. Hey, what do you think about this? Could it mean this? And you talk about the word of God. Iron sharpens iron. And Christian, I want you to understand, a faithful friend is someone who's going to help someone else to become a better believer. As a Mr. Jesse was singing there a little while, you know, I was made to serve the Lord. I was made to praise the Lord. That was our purpose in life. If that's our purpose in life, we should be sharpening one another to help them become like Christ. Yes, we should be kind. Yes, we should be tenderhearted. Yes, we should be forgiving one another. But there is a way that we can sharpen one another and encourage one another. If someone's been out of church for a while, you can encourage them and say, hey, I've been praying for you. Hey, why don't you come back? Why don't you be a part of this and try to help sharpen them? And that's what, because we have a faithful friend. But some of us are hampered because we're just not willing to forgive. Some of us are crippled in the idea because we haven't treated them right because of the fact that we have not been that faithful friend to them. Maybe that when something was going on, we had something more important to do. We had something else that took priority that shouldn't have taken priority. And we weren't that faithful friend. So what do we take from this morning's message? Oh, there's a bunch of postcards back there. And who cares about postcards, or who cares about Friend Day as a whole, because it's something we should do all the time. But it gives us an avenue. It gives us a way. And say, Lord, is there somebody that I should be considering? Maybe somebody that you have not always been there for when it comes to spiritual things. And I'm not saying you shouldn't invite all those other people you normally invite. But I'm saying if we're going to be a faithful friend, we're going to have to be someone that will always be there. I see what Jesus went through, and I think about on the road to Emmaus, and he's sitting there, and he's listening to these two people talk back and forth, and listening to them, and they're talking about, and they're sad. They don't believe that he's Messiah. They don't believe he's God. And what does he do? That he doesn't throw them off and say, forget it. I'm going to go find somebody else who's more faithful. I'm going to go find somebody else who's going to believe. I'm going to forget about all of you, and I'm going to go do it. No, he doesn't. He works with them. He helps them. He's there for them in their time of need, and he sharpens them, gets them ready for service. And then I picture that amazing picture of the forgiveness of God, and I see that, and I think that's something that many of us probably could work a little bit better at. Some of us treat our family members not the way we should because we hold bitterness, or we hold over them the fact that they shouldn't have done what they did. A faithful friend. Are you a faithful friend? Let me encourage you this morning. Be a faithful friend. Let God work in your heart and let God work in your mind. And I think about characteristics of a faithful friend, someone who is always there through thick or thin. Some people say you'll really know who your friends are when something bad happens. Because many times those friends, like the prodigal son's friends, he out there had all that righteous living when he had all that money, but when all that money was gone, what happened? It was all alone. People say, you know who your friends are when it's time to work. I like this one. You know who your friends are when it's moving day and who comes by and helps you pack up the truck, because nobody likes helping somebody else move. Well, not most people. I knew one guy who loved to actually try to figure out how to stack all the boxes and this and that. But most of us, you know who your friends are when? And the truth is, a faithful friend will always be there. You know who your friends are when they're willing to forgive you and willing to restore that friendship when something bad happens. Are you a faithful friend? Is there something in your heart and life that you know you should work on so you can reach out and tell someone about the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ? Someone that maybe you should invite to Friend Day. A faithful friend. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed for a time of invitation.